Andrew McLean, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist this morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks, Willie. Quite cool this morning. So I've been doing a lot of sneezing because it's changed from hot to cold. So it's very pleasant.
I'm presuming you went to primary school in about the 1950s. Would that be correct?
That would be correct, yeah.
And primary school in Australia in the 1950s is slightly different to primary school today. And in the 1950s, they could give you the cuts, which was either, you know, a slap on the wrist or the back of the legs or something with either a ruler or a strap. Now, I understand that your creative ability to draw well saved you from getting the cuts from your teacher, Spud Murphy.
It did.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, he had a green strap made out of lino, and for any spelling mistake or arithmetic mistake, you'd go out and get the cuts. So I used to get a discount for my good drawings. So, you know, that was good encouragement, to draw.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, he would be out lickety-spit if he were trying to do
that. He would. Yeah. Spud Murphy would have lost his job very quickly.
He would, yeah. No, and I had 1 year with him, and that was more than enough.
And so you've drawn from a very young age, and it sounds like you've been creative from a very young age. You finished high school. And you became an art teacher for about 5 years, I think.
Yep.
Then you went on to become an artist and an illustrator full time. Can you remember what the catalyst was to move out of teaching and into full time art and illustration?
Well, one thing is that I married a kindergarten teacher, and in those days they used to pay you to learn to be a teacher, but you had to give them 3 years of your life teaching to pay back the bond. So we lived in the country, and as soon as the bond period was up, we went off to England for 2 years. And the last half, well, the last quarter of that, we travelled all around Europe in the car that we bought over there. And then we came back to Australia, and one of the things about being away for that long is you kind of really appreciate things about your country that you just sort of either were blind to or didn't really fully appreciate. I mean, just how clean this place is for a start was one thing that struck us as soon as we got back. So we became interested in our own country. And Janet got a job teaching very quickly, almost straight away. And I had to wait about 3 months. And anyway, one day Janet brought home a big box of books, and out of curiosity I just sort of started rifling through them, and they were so different from the books that I had when, you know, I was young. We had golden books and then really sort of old-fashioned kind of books, and these were just a bit of a revelation. And one in particular was Mr. Gumpy's Outing by John Birmingham, and he'd used coloured inks and cross-hatching, but in a very kind of creative way, and it was a very poetic book, really, and funny. And I just thought, oh man, this guy has had so much fun doing this. And with my 3 months, I thought, oh well, I'll have a go at doing a book. And we'd been on a trip up to the Murray River to see the paddle steamers. So our first book, that's our dog, by the way.
That's okay.
So our first book was a story, you know, based on that period of the steamers on the Murray. And we really used his book as a template because we knew nothing about it. Anyway, we sort of finished the book, and it sat in a drawer for a while. And then we must have taken it to a publisher, and it went up to Sydney and again sat in the drawer for quite a while. Meanwhile, I'd got a job teaching at Caulfield in a tertiary institution, Caulfield Institute, teaching painting and drawing, and kind of forgot about the whole book side of things. Anyway, Janet, via a play group that she helped set up, one of the other mothers there was married to the managing director of Oxford University Press, And she told her about the book, so she took it in the next day. And then the day after that, they said they would publish it. So,
oh, that's great.
So that's how we got started. And so I'm an accidental illustrator because I'm really, and I haven't stopped painting all along, but the books of, you know, one thing that's different about books is that they give you an advance. You know, you can paint, spend 2 years getting together an exhibition and not sell one. And, you know, I'm also a bit of a perfectionist. And then when you've got children, that sort of income side is important. So
in it becomes important.
Yeah, the books kind of elbowed the painting out of the road a bit.